Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Vypočujete si prvú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Laurel James is an American who works as a tour guide for a large international travel agency in Sweden. Let's get to know Laurel a little better. What brought you from the USA all the way to Sweden?
True love, my boyfriend at secondary school was a Swedish exchange student. I dreamed of moving to Sweden to start a life with him back in 1982, but my dad said, "No way." So we broke up and lived our lives completely disconnected. But 30 years later, we happily rediscovered one another on Facebook. And 6 years ago, I moved to Sweden to live with him. I've recently found out that my great-grandfather married a Swedish immigrant in the USA in 1860. I love knowing that I have a family connection with Sweden as well.
How does it feel to be an American living abroad?
In Sweden, I feel like I'm on an adventure of learning and understanding all the time. I love to get involved in Swedish culture. At every holiday event, they prepare the table with the same foods. Swedish meatballs, salmon, and boiled potatoes. I love the long dinners with all the singing. I also love living in a place where I don't need to worry about having a car. I find it funny that I get a lot of the same questions from locals. Why do you each need a car? How can one pizza feed a whole family, as we see in the TV series? And it really seems to matter to people that I truly enjoy living in Sweden and have a happy life there.
How did you start working for a travel agency?
After I lived in Sweden for some time, I realized I was developing skills that could help American travelers better discover all the wonders that Europe can offer. I contacted my old friend who works at a travel agency, got a job interview, and began to help on some tours. A few years later, I became a tour manager myself, which I enjoy very much.
What do you like about your job?
I love everything about our trips. The travelers we attract are independent and love adventure, so I try to do everything possible to create a comfortable environment for them. I work directly with the bus drivers and each hotel. I don't talk much about history on the bus, but I give everyone tips that might be helpful for the day's destination. I'm always available for questions and problems to solve, and it helps our travelers be more relaxed and to have a really fun time in Europe. They're always free to do whatever they wish, but I've also had some great dinners with travelers who want to join me.
Which tour route is your favorite?
That is a difficult question, but I would say I like our mountain routes the most. The natural beauty of these places leaves a long-lasting impression that I carry with me everywhere. No worry, stress, or anger can bother you when you're hiking in the mountains.
Can you share one of your special moments on tour?
I have so many brilliant memories of special moments with our travelers. On an Italy trip last October, we had a professional guitarist in the group. At our hotel in Perugia, somebody found an old guitar that the owner had hidden away. So we arranged a little event on the balcony. Members of our group all brought drinks and olives, and we enjoyed a private concert as the sun set over the magnificent countryside.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Laurel James is an American who works as a tour guide for a large international travel agency in Sweden. Let's get to know Laurel a little better. What brought you from the USA all the way to Sweden?
True love, my boyfriend at secondary school was a Swedish exchange student. I dreamed of moving to Sweden to start a life with him back in 1982, but my dad said, "No way." So we broke up and lived our lives completely disconnected. But 30 years later, we happily rediscovered one another on Facebook. And 6 years ago, I moved to Sweden to live with him. I've recently found out that my great-grandfather married a Swedish immigrant in the USA in 1860. I love knowing that I have a family connection with Sweden as well.
How does it feel to be an American living abroad?
In Sweden, I feel like I'm on an adventure of learning and understanding all the time. I love to get involved in Swedish culture. At every holiday event, they prepare the table with the same foods: Swedish meatballs, salmon, and boiled potatoes. I love the long dinners with all the singing. I also love living in a place where I don't need to worry about having a car. I find it funny that I get a lot of the same questions from locals. Why do you each need a car? How can one pizza feed a whole family, as we see in the TV series? And it really seems to matter to people that I truly enjoy living in Sweden and have a happy life there.
How did you start working for a travel agency?
After I lived in Sweden for some time, I realized I was developing skills that could help American travelers better discover all the wonders that Europe can offer. I contacted my old friend who works at a travel agency, got a job interview, and began to help on some tours. A few years later, I became a tour manager myself, which I enjoy very much.
What do you like about your job?
I love everything about our trips. The travelers we attract are independent and love adventure, so I try to do everything possible to create a comfortable environment for them. I work directly with the bus drivers and each hotel. I don't talk much about history on the bus, but I give everyone tips that might be helpful for the day's destination. I'm always available for questions and problems to solve, and it helps our travelers be more relaxed and to have a really fun time in Europe. They're always free to do whatever they wish, but I've also had some great dinners with travelers who want to join me.
Which tour route is your favorite?
That is a difficult question, but I would say I like our mountain routes the most. The natural beauty of these places leaves a long-lasting impression that I carry with me everywhere. No worry, stress, or anger can bother you when you're hiking in the mountains.
Can you share one of your special moments on tour?
I have so many brilliant memories of special moments with our travelers. On an Italy trip last October, we had a professional guitarist in the group. At our hotel in Perugia, somebody found an old guitar that the owner had hidden away. So we arranged a little event on the balcony. Members of our group all brought drinks and olives, and we enjoyed a private concert as the sun set over the magnificent countryside.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Vypočujete si druhú nahrávku. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, A, nepravdivé, B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva, C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
At the beginning of November 2023, Ricardo Lourenço, a photographer from Portugal, won 3 prizes at the Portuguese Wildlife Photo Contest. Ricardo will tell us more about his life, work, and plans for the future.
I started as an amateur photographer in 2007, and for the next 10 years, I mostly focused on photographing birds. In 2015, I started to photograph other animals, such as frogs and snakes. I think people tend to be afraid of such animals, and I wanted to change their opinion. Then, in 2018, I started photographing foxes near to where I live, and their story became very personal to me. This inspired me to use my photos more for storytelling. I find that most people in my country aren't really aware of the nature on their doorstep. When they think about animals, they think of animals from documentaries on Africa or the Amazon, for example, rather than their own continent. I often talk in schools about the amazing wild nature in Portugal. It's a lot more difficult to protect wildlife that's far away from us than wildlife that's around us. One of the main reasons that I enter photography competitions is that many people today think that photographers use Photoshop to change their images, particularly when they focus on animals that are rare and difficult to take a picture of. I could publish my work on social media, but many people would think they are Photoshopped or made to look better with artificial intelligence, for example. The competition judges and everyone who sees the images can see that they are real. So you can say that these competitions prove that the work of photographers deserves respect. The photo of the fox in the tree, which won first place in the fauna category of the wildlife photo contest, was taken near the Portuguese town of Campo Maior, pretty close to where I live. There was a group of bee-eating birds living in this tree, and the smell of the birds was quite strong. There were four foxes living in this area, and this one was the most confident. Every night it would climb the tree looking for food, attracted by the smell. I used a flash behind the tree to provide artificial light. At the moment, I work as a teacher of communications and communication technology, but it's my dream to be a full-time professional photographer, and I think this evolution is happening right now. I also have plans to photograph bears in the north of Spain for National Geographic, but I've never woken up in the morning and felt like I was suddenly professional.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
At the beginning of November 2023, Ricardo Lourenço, a photographer from Portugal, won three prizes at the Portuguese Wildlife Photo Contest. Ricardo will tell us more about his life, work, and plans for the future.
I started as an amateur photographer in 2007, and for the next 10 years, I mostly focused on photographing birds. In 2015, I started to photograph other animals, such as frogs and snakes. I think people tend to be afraid of such animals, and I wanted to change their opinion. Then, in 2018, I started photographing foxes near to where I live, and their story became very personal to me. This inspired me to use my photos more for storytelling. I find that most people in my country aren't really aware of the nature on their doorstep. When they think about animals, they think of animals from documentaries on Africa or the Amazon, for example, rather than their own continent. I often talk in schools about the amazing wild nature in Portugal. It's a lot more difficult to protect wildlife that's far away from us than wildlife that's around us. One of the main reasons that I enter photography competitions is that many people today think that photographers use Photoshop to change their images, particularly when they focus on animals that are rare and difficult to take a picture of. I could publish my work on social media, but many people would think they are Photoshopped or made to look better with artificial intelligence, for example. The competition judges and everyone who sees the images can see that they are real. So you can say that these competitions prove that the work of photographers deserves respect. The photo of the fox in the tree, which won first place in the fauna category of the wildlife photo contest, was taken near the Portuguese town of Campo Maior, pretty close to where I live. There was a group of bee-eating birds living in this tree, and the smell of the birds was quite strong. There were four foxes living in this area, and this one was the most confident. Every night it would climb the tree looking for food, attracted by the smell. I used a flash behind the tree to provide artificial light. At the moment, I work as a teacher of communications and communication technology, but it's my dream to be a full-time professional photographer, and I think this evolution is happening right now. I also have plans to photograph bears in the north of Spain for National Geographic, but I've never woken up in the morning and felt like I was suddenly professional.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Vypočujete si tretiu nahrávku. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád, ktoré sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených číslami 14 až 20. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6 podľa poradia v nahrávke. Pozor, jedna veta obsahuje informáciu, ktorá sa v nahrávke nenachádza. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku.
Our bodies, abilities, and potential all differ, and so each individual's path to great health will be different. But some things can be good for everyone, and here are our top 6 ways to help you get the most out of your life. Suggestion number 1. Our bodies need water. Drinking water is good for our brain, mood, and skin, and also helps us to better control what we eat. If we don't drink enough, we may experience headaches. The recommended amount to drink per day varies depending on who you ask, but about 2 to 3 liters is enough. And if we choose water over sugary drinks, then we'll not only be giving our body water, but we'll also be removing some of the sugar from our diets. Suggestion number 2. How many times have you eaten while watching television or going through social media posts and barely noticed what you ate? Peaceful eating is about reducing the noise at mealtimes so you can concentrate on the food itself. This helps slow down our eating and increases the pleasure of it. Suggestion number 3. Walking is great for our bodies and brains. It makes our bones stronger and helps us sleep better. A short walk can raise our heart rates and help keep the heart healthy, while a long walk in the countryside can do wonders for our state of mind. It can be social, too. Take a friend with you, and you'll feel even more benefits. Suggestion number 4. It doesn't really matter what you read, from horror to romance. If you read, you are making your brain and memory stronger, while reducing stress. And if you make it a part of your routine before bedtime, it sends a powerful message to your brain and body that it should start calming down. So, get to the library or secondhand bookstore,
or borrow a recommended read from a friend and fall in love with books. Suggestion number 5. If there is something that is worrying you or a health issue that keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it, please see a doctor. It may be nothing and you can stop stressing about it, or it may be something and you can take action on it. Either way, your health will only improve if you ask for a doctor's advice. Suggestion number 6. Those who live with a partner, a friend, or family can get great benefits from slowing down and talking over a meal. We can chat about the little moments of our lives, share our stories, and listen to another point of view. And all this can remind us that we are cared for and allow us to do the same for others. For those who live alone, a daily meal with a loved one may not be possible, but can you arrange a regular meal with people you love? An active social life helps us stay happy and may even help us live longer too.
Teraz si vypočujte nahrávku ešte raz.
Our bodies, abilities, and potential all differ, and so each individual's path to great health will be different. But some things can be good for everyone, and here are our top 6 ways to help you get the most out of your life. Suggestion number 1. Our bodies need water. Drinking water is good for our brain, mood, and skin, and also helps us to better control what we eat. If we don't drink enough, we may experience headaches. The recommended amount to drink per day varies depending on who you ask, but about 2 to 3 liters is enough. And if we choose water over sugary drinks, then we'll not only be giving our body water, but we'll also be removing some of the sugar from our diets. Suggestion number 2. How many times have you eaten while watching television or going through social media posts and barely noticed what you ate? Peaceful eating is about reducing the noise at mealtimes, so you can concentrate on the food itself. This helps slow down our eating and increases the pleasure of it. Suggestion number 3. Walking is great for our bodies and brains. It makes our bones stronger and helps us sleep better. A short walk can raise our heart rates and help keep the heart healthy, while a long walk in the countryside can do wonders for our state of mind. It can be social, too. Take a friend with you, and you'll feel even more benefits. Suggestion number 4. It doesn't really matter what you read, from horror to romance. If you read, you are making your brain and memory stronger, while reducing stress. And if you make it a part of your routine before bedtime, it sends a powerful message to your brain and body that it should start calming down. So, get to the library or secondhand bookstore, or borrow a recommended read from a friend and fall in love with books. Suggestion number 5. If there is something that is worrying you or a health issue that keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it, please see a doctor. It may be nothing and you can stop stressing about it, or it may be something and you can take action on it. Either way, your health will only improve if you ask for a doctor's advice. Suggestion number 6. Those who live with a partner, a friend, or family can get great benefits from slowing down and talking over a meal. We can chat about the little moments of our lives, share our stories, and listen to another point of view. And all this can remind us that we are cared for and allow us to do the same for others. For those who live alone, a daily meal with a loved one may not be possible, but can you arrange a regular meal with people you love? An active social life helps us stay happy and may even help us live longer too.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.